new excitement surrounding aerospace is one top outcome the Air Force Association wants from this year's 2015 Air and Space Conference and Technology Exposition. It gets underway this morning. Major General Mark Barrett, U.S. Air Force retired, is Executive Vice President of the Air Force Association. They are putting on the conference, and Federal News Radio is covering it throughout today's program. General Barrett says the theme this year is reinventing the aerospace nation.
We have a lot of security challenges around the world. We have our own internal budget discussions, if you will, back to the Budget Control Act and other things. Every dollar counts, and then we take advantage of the technology, making sure we have the right people with the right equipment, with the right training, at the right readiness level to meet those security challenges. And it's difficult, and it's a challenge. But these are the kind of things that we can get together and talk with senior Air Force leadership, senior industry leaders.
I see lots of efforts like that throughout the 3 days of this conference to bring information to people inside the Air Force from outside the force to understand what can impact them from all across the spectrum, too.
I mean, we want to make sure that the conversation does not exclude anybody. So we're looking for any voice from across all walks of life, all the branches of the armed services, not just the Air Force, industry, commerce, international partners. One of the things we're having is we'll have the Pacific Air Chiefs in for the 3 days. They'll be able to bring a voice from what's going on that side of the globe. We have government, we have think tanks, interagency teams. We want to really have a really free-flowing conversation across the whole spectrum so we can get the most out of it. And it's not just the Air Force and AFA talking to themselves.
Another note along that line is, in particular on Tuesday, I noticed Lieutenant General Daniel Leaf talking about freedom of access in the South China Sea. There are other policy and strategy type discussions here. Why do you think it's important, General Barrett, to bring those discussions to an event like this as well?
Well, I think as you take a look at air power across the globe, I mean, it has many forms. It's not just military. As we talked about, there's civil aviation. But certainly in the Pacific, besides freedom of navigation and making sure that all the countries in that part of the world are getting along, there's also this idea of humanitarian support and what air power can do. And so we have USAID going to be represented during the 3 days. General Leaf, with his vast experience in the Pacific. Those are the kinds of conversations we need to bring in so we don't leave out a portion of how air and space power can provide support, provide a real instrument for our national power across the globe.
I also notice a focus on the newest domain within the Department of Defense, the cyber domain, especially on Tuesday, building cyber teams, the inside view, some folks, Air Force, current retired Air Force folks talking about that. You have Shane Harris, who's written the book At War, discussion of cyber warfare. What is the feedback that you get from members about the kinds of things that they'd like to know about cyber that drove you to make the kinds of choices for the agenda that you did, sir?
Well, certainly cyber is and things that go on through cyberspace are impacting the American way of life, and we see it not only with the big events that make the news, Sony and et cetera, but also attacks on the military, on our government. So it does impact all of us. People are more and more interested in finding out how to protect themselves and defend themselves. Certainly the Air Force leads the way in the department for protecting cyberspace and understanding it. So this is so integral to everything we do in air and space because we have to command and control through vast vast areas of the globe. This stuff has to be protected the way we communicate and direct our forces. It's just so fundamental the way we operate in modern warfare that is so very, very important. And we need to have that discussion. It needs to be open. And we need to have the policies and the things in place to help protect our country.
No Air Force event would be complete right now without a discussion of the latest on the F-35, and that will happen at your event. I note from your bio that you're an F-15 and F-22 pilot. What is the import from your perspective of the discussion of the transition to the F-35 program, not just the program and the way that it works, but the aircraft itself and what it means for the Air Force as a weapon, sir?
Sure. As I said, the Air Force is the smallest it's ever been, but it's also getting older. Our average age of our aircraft is 27 years and moving to 30 years. So we have to recapitalize and modernize our fleet. So as our aircraft like F-16s and A-10s and the earlier versions of the F-15 age out, we have to replace it. So the F-35 is that airplane. This is what the airplane. This is what the department has decided on. So it's an airplane not only for the Air Force, but for the United States Navy and the United States Marine Corps. This is the airplane that will bring us into the future with stealth capability, with sensors that are just out of this world, some of which the F-22 had that I'm very familiar with. This will really keep our Air Force and for all three of the services at the leading edge across the globe. It's so very important. We need to make this program work. It's been very, very well developed so far. I'm looking forward to having it. It's just very important for our force.
I've had a chance to ask you about the things about this agenda and your event that jump out at me. What are the things that you are maybe most looking forward to or happiest to be able to provide to attendees among the list of speakers that you have lined up for this event, sir?
Yeah, one of the neat things about this event every year is the folks that we can bring in to talk about these very important issues. Our keynote address is going to be Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter. Of course, we have our addresses for the Secretary of the Air Force, Deborah Lee James, our Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General Mark Welsh, and our Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, James Cody. We have a full enlisted track that Chief Cody manages through the 3 days that highlights the issues important to the enlisted force. First time this year, we're going to have a 3-day airmen and family programs. These sessions are open to spouses and dependents of service members. We look at sharing the care, caring for our caregivers to make sure that we take care of our airmen across all of our Air Force. Our most popular forum is our 4-star forum, where we have the 12 Air Force major command commanders all together on a podium talking about the things that are affecting them. We have over 100,000 square feet of exhibit space, all the latest technologies from industry partners. It's just a fabulous 3 days. And again, for this year, we have what we're calling the Americans Airmen booth, where we have American airmen. These are the folks that are out doing the job every day from Special Operations, Space Command, our ISR team members. They'll be on the expo floor. They'll be telling their story, sharing the things that they do and how they assist in the mission of the United States Air Force.